This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Sydney has won its bid to host the biennial World Pride Festival in 2023, after months of campaigning from Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. The Harbour City was announced as the successful bidder at a ceremony in Athens a short time ago, fending off strong competition from two other candidate cities, Houston and Montreal. Sydney won after 60% of members of the InterPride network voted for the New South Wales capital. Montreal came in second, scoring 36% of delegates' votes. The Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays group has taken aim at federal opposition leader and member for Grandler, Anthony Albanese, over his silence on the federal government's draft religious discrimination bill. PFLAG National President Shelley Argent said Albanese had been too quiet on the issue, prompting PFLAG to conduct a leaflet drop across his electorate in Sydney's inner west. Explaining the move, Argent said, "LGBTI people, their friends and families are very disappointed in his silence and lack of commitment on the issue. We have a much higher expectation of him in this debate and call on him to publicly back freedom from discrimination." At Midsummer Pride March in February, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews pledged to introduce new legislation to prohibit LGBTI conversion practices, putting a stop to the so-called therapy that continues to cause harm and trauma to many in our communities. This week, he made good on those words by inviting Victorians to have their say on the proposed new laws. In a post on Facebook, the Premier wrote, "Gay, bi and trans people don't need to be cured because there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. That's why we're banning dangerous, damaging conversion therapy and we're asking for Victorians' help to get this legislation right." The Tasmanian state government is facing renewed pressure to oppose the federal government's controversial draft religious discrimination bill, after the state's legislative council voted to reject it. Members of the upper house voted 9-5 in favour of a motion from independent member for Nelson, Meg Webb, whose 10-pointed motion demanded support for marginalised communities and an upholding of Tasmanian anti-discrimination legislation. Point 8 of Webb's 10-point motion was even amended by the Legislative Council to change the word condemns to rejects the federal government's attempt to weaken protections for Tasmanian women, LGBTIQ people, Aboriginal people, ethnic and religious minorities, and people with disabilities. An art therapy program supporting LGBTIQ youth in Brisbane has won a statewide mental health award in the 2019 Queensland Mental Health Achievement Awards. The Pride Art Therapy Program was announced as the winner in the LGBTI award category at the awards last week for its work in helping improve the mental health of young LGBTI people aged 12 to 24. The Pride Program, run by LGBTIQ peer support organisation Open Doors Youth Service, works with LGBTIQ youth in Brisbane and Greater Southeast Queensland. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Former Aussie rugby player Israel Folau reportedly has no regrets about saying hell awaits gay people and would absolutely say it again. Folau had his contract torn up and is taking legal action against Rugby Australia over his controversial social media posts, but told a conservative Christian lobby national conference he knew the comments would be offensive to a lot of people when he made them. After doubling down, the 30-year-old added that his conversion to being a born-again Christian had led to his change in social media use. And finally, testosterone levels for trans athletes in elite sports have been cut in half by the athletics governing body. The IAAF say competitors will now be forced to manage or lower their levels of the natural hormone below 5 nanomoles per litre of blood in order to compete in the female category. The revised regulations are far tighter than the previous limit of 10 nanomoles for athletes with differences of sexual development like castosemia, and competitors must demonstrate their levels have been less than 5 nanomoles continuously for a period of at least 12 months prior to being declared eligible.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just
QNN
search for QNN.
Was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.